Now, I see. How do you call, or how did you used to call a dog to attack another dog or another person? Suppose somebody came and you wanted to run him off, how would you tell your dog to do it?
Well, right now I never did tell my dog to do that.
I see. Never had reason to.
No, sir. No, sir. Not back then we did.
If somebody came by and just by accident, dog ran out and got hold of his leg, you'd say, well, that man, I think that man got what?
Got hell beat up, bit out of him. That's what I'd say. You got hell beat out of him. Bit out of him.
Say he was dog bit.
Can't be ashamed.
And you remember the different calls that you'd make to the cows to bring them in?
Yes, sir.
How did you make those?
Just kind of holler like you'd holler at a person. Mm-hmm. Ooh! And they'll start bawling.
Oh, I see.
And lots of people call them sook, sook, like that.
Yeah, that's for cows.
Yes.
How would you call the horses?
Well, always whistle to them.
Oh, I see.
Like that.
Bring them. And how about the pigs? Did you have to call the pigs?
Well, always call them pig, pig, like that.
Uh-huh.
They'd come to the trough run.
And how about chickens?
We'll always just call them chicken, chick, 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 like that.
Uh-huh. And you remember how your neighbors called the sheep?
Be still.
No, sir. Not back then, I don't.
Cushy, cushy. I've heard them call, but I never could call them. They come.
And Marty, you ain't supposed to be talking.
I'll tell you something I know about the sheep and you didn't.
It's kind of, it turned into a quiz show like television, you know, you have a scoreboard. How about the different noises that animals would make? Say the cow would bawl or calf would
bawl. It'd say moo, moo, like that.
And if the
calf would say baa, baa.
And if a horse would come in, and what'd you call that kind of gentle noise that he makes?
He'd say, like that.
What'd you call it, a knicker?
Knicker.
And
mule would bray. I call that a bray.
Throw his head back and
bray.
Really
yes.
Let it out. I talked to a man over in Marshall County. Still uses mules. One of them, I think the one is about 30 years old, and he still uses them to plow.
My brother's got one mule here.
Have you?
Yes.
How old is that?
I imagine she's 16, 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mean in pretty good shape then?
Oh, yes, sir. In good shape.
And when you went, I'd like to ask you some questions about riding horses and then getting them hitched up to a buggy and a wagon. Would you sort of describe, did you do much, I suppose you did a lot of horseback riding?
Well, not too much horseback riding.
Uh-huh.
Never did kidding about it.
Uh-huh.
When I did ride a horse, I always just took my saddle and my blanket and put on his back. Put my saddle on him and reach to get them girders and gird him under his stomach and get in that saddle.
Mm-hmm. And you call the things you hold?
Reins.
The reins, and for your feet you'd have
a stirrup.
Thing down. And how would you hitch up for a wagon or?
Well, when I'd hooked to a wagon, as I said, I had one pair of mules here. Why, you couldn't hook them on the wrong side. They had to get on their side.
They knew, huh?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I had a little mule, she always worked on the right. My big mule worked on the left.